Okay, welcome ladies and gentlemen to the meeting of Governance, Finance and Community Services Committee for Monday the 21st of May. We have a full complement, so there are no apologies. Do we have any declarations of interest in any items on the agenda? I should go back and say, in all persons in attendance are advised that it is Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes. We've done apologies and declarations of interest. It's now item 3.1, public question time, the opportunity for anyone in the gallery to ask a question of Council. Thank you, Mr. Russell.
Rodney Russell, 225 Steel Street, Devonport. I take it the public toilets out the back are for the use of the public when they're at these meetings?
I don't know the answer to that question. They are available?
Through you, Madam Mayor, they can be available, yes.
They can be available, yep. Yes.
Okay. The reason I ask the question is because when you go out, you cannot get back in again because they lock behind you. So you have to go around the front, I take it, do you?
Through you, Madam Mayor, that is the way that those process has worked for anybody using those toilets since we've been here, on the basis that it is very hard to control the access in and out through the exit door because there is no actual lock, no key on the exit door.
Understand. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Russell. Any other questions?
Thank you, Acting Mayor Rockliffe. My name's Douglas Janney, 23 Watkinson Street, Devonport. Item 5.2, page 77 of the agenda. Capital expenditure. Lines 1 and 4 in the table at the bottom of the page were the same until February. Same numbers. Since then, the 2018 forecast, that's line 4, has lagged compared to 2018 budget cumulative, which is line 1. Question is, what has caused this to be so?
Mr. GM, would you care to take that on notice, or are you happy to respond?
I'm still through you, Madam Chair. Can you just refer to the page number again, please, Mr. Jenny?
Oh, sorry.
Page
77?
Yes.
At the bottom?
On the graph, yep.
Capital Works. Oh, sorry, capital expenditure. Thank you.
Certainly, the Living City program has extended longer than first anticipated, which would have had an impact on that graph. I'm just looking at Ms. Peebles to see if there's another explanation there.
Mr. Janney, I think this month's report was the first one that we've adjusted the capital expenditure forecast, and it is around the Living City project. We've been able to assess now what we think will be completed in this financial year and what may be in the early months of next financial year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Janney. Moving on to item 3.2, questions on notice from Alderman. We do not have any. Item 4.1, a digital strategy status update.
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. I was really pleased to read that the new cameras going in are going to be of a better quality. This is really good with technology, and it's great that we've got an update on our strategy. And when we look at the risk implications, it does give the public confidence. And of course, in some cases, they do act as a crime deterrent. But the most important thing is it means the police can get onto these people a lot quicker by monitoring the network. So look, it's really good it's come to this, and I'm happy to move that we accept the recommendation.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Goodwin? Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to say that's a significant increase of security for our ratepayers, which I think is really good, and support what Alderman Laycock said. And I think the other thing is that council has been able to probably, I would say just off the top of my head, about we paid for 40% of it and a grant paid for 60%, the other 60%. And it's a good investment at this time in life in our city.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close. I beg your pardon.
Sorry, Madam Mayor. Look, just going to the final, the last on page four, the council will replace the existing workstation, allowing quicker access to reviewing footage. What is that being going to be monitored by the police, and is there a reasonable amount of time, just to whoever can answer the question, as to recording, is it going to be over a period of time? What's the situation there with as far as the monitoring is concerned?
Through you, Madam Chair, the intention is that it is a renewal of that PC that actually does that. The actual storage, the equipment does have sufficient storage for the needs of the police. I think there's a rollover, and I think it's currently it's about a month's worth of data or of information that's kept. But obviously, as we get more cameras, we need a bigger storage capacity, and that's what the intention is here, and also to make the actual PC more compliant with being able to download the information. So it's just bringing it up to date. The intention is that will actually be at the Devonport station.
Thank you. I apologise. Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item... Sorry, I haven't got me. 37, page 37, I've got that. It's, beg your pardon, the update on Daniel Plan. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do I have a mover for the recommendation?
Yes, so moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Yeah, just a couple of things I'd like to highlight on in this report. Harmony Day was a huge success, and congratulations to the staff on pulling together such a lovely, warm atmosphere of a night with people. It was really lovely. And Reclaim the Lane, of course, is just growing in popularity every time that the Droogs and everybody that's involved put that on. So it was a really good event again, and people are looking forward to what's next with that one. And good to see that we've got a plan for Highfield Park. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
I'd just like to point out the establishment of the Environmental Strategy Working Group in March. And those that participated, putting in all that hard work, well done in contributing time and effort to make our future of our environment in Devonport much more protected, I guess. Thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? No? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.1, we have a tender report on contract 1322 for PCs and services. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Goodwin.
Pretty straightforward, Madam Mayor. There we go. A different sort of seminar.
$1,000 between the next one by looks of it. So, yeah.
Thank you. Alderman Milne.
So IT is a fast-paced moving environment, and I guess that this is a cost that we need to wear to keep up with the technological needs of our council, and the pricing is according, is basically what we need to pay. So
thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Emerton.
A question, if I may, Madam Mayor, to the General Manager. Mr. West, at the meeting the other night, we discussed the leasing, and I'm assuming that whilst it actually doesn't say this in the recommendation, this is a leased contract?
Through you, Madam Mayor. Part C of the recommendation is that the council authorises the entering into an operating lease for the acquisition. Certainly from a cost-benefit analysis, it pays that is the way that we should move with our IT resources.
Yeah. So a comment, thank you, just wanted confirmation of that. And, this is a smart move because pretty well at the end of 3 years, PCs are worth absolutely nothing. Most IT things are. And not only is it a lesser cost, but we don't have to outlay $177,000 now. So it's a smart management move. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Alderman Goodwin to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 5.2 is the finance report for April 2018. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Seconded Alderman Emerton. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor, and I duly note on page 73 and 74 we've got quite a number of favourable outcomes. Mr. General Manager, I think there's only two that I can see unfavourable, employee benefits and internal charges, but the rest of them add up to a reasonable amount of funds.
Through you, Madam Mayor, just pointing out that you said employee benefits were unfavourable. They're actually favourable.
I think materials. I looked at the wrong word. Sorry, I'll rephrase it. I'll start again. And the unfavourable ones were materials and services and internal charges. But, yeah, I just misstood the U for an F or an F for a U.
Yes.
Mr. General Manager.
Through you, Madam Chair, just to clarify that unfavourable amount of the materials and services is primarily related to the costs of the demolition of the maternity hospital.
Indeed.
Which was outside of our budget process.
Mm. But that, of course, is refundable. In relation to it, there was about 900 odd to buy and 900 odd to knock down,
yes.
Roughly. Did we cough all of it up in the beginning, or did the government, is we still coming, or checks in the mail, or what happened?
Through you, Madam Chair, the process was that council paid for, obviously, purchased the property. For the $950,000.
Mm, mm.
The government have been reimbursing council's costs as they've been incurred.
All
and
right.
So about every 6 weeks we've sent an account to them for the costs that we've incurred. To date, I think they've paid the majority of that. I think we've got one more claim to make by the end of May.
Right.
Which is only for a small amount compared to what we've already claimed.
So that will add up to the $900 odd?
Yeah, from memory, the cost for the demolition will be slightly under 950, but it's not much under.
Right, But anyway, a good outcome on those pages, Mr. General Manager.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think someone far more renowned than me said this is a beautiful set of numbers, and we continue to see this each month, emphasising again the good control from a management perspective and also the good strategic direction of the aldermen, the people who sit around this chamber, to continually make decisions based on facts and evidence. And we look into these numbers and we see that evidence quite clearly showing it. So I certainly recommend that we accept the numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Perry, did you have your light?
Yeah, just a question.
And in relation to the capital items and the IT renewals and upgrades, and I guess it goes back to the previous item, previous agenda item, the remaining funds in the budget for IT renewal and upgrades is $361,000. We spent 42 out of the budgeted 403,000.
Yes.
The 177 plus contingency cost of 17.7 are making a total of $195,000 for the IT Intuit Technologies tender that was successful. Is that in the first year or all 3 years?
Through you, Madam Chair. By leasing it, the actual capital cost won't be incurred, but obviously right. there'll be an operational cost that'll be incurred on an ongoing basis in Council's budget. Right. So, yes, originally when we did the budget last year, the intention was that we would be buying those right. Outright, but as the time has elapsed, it is obviously prudent for Council to lease them, and so therefore that amount of funding won't be actually used as a capital purchase, but instead what we'll do is we'll need to budget next year and ongoing for the lease costs in our budget.
That'd
basically be some of the savings in that IT area. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there are still IT items that we will purchase as a capital item, but that bulk purchase of the PCs will certainly not be proceeding.
Yep, okay, thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions?
A question, if I may.
You may.
The 177 was over 3 years, though, Paul, so we'd be looking at 60 grand a year for ongoing lease payments.
That's correct. It'll be so much per year that'll be built into the operational budget. Yep.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwood to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.1 is the draft environment strategy for 2019-2024. Do I have a mover, please?
Oh, move.
Thank Madam you, Alderman Chair. Milne. Do I have a seconder? Alderman Jarman, thank you. Alderman Milne.
As I said before, there was a considerable amount of work put in to get this draft environmental strategy to where it is today. And again, I'd like to thank those people who participated and also all those people that got online and wrote submissions. It just basically outlines the fact that there's so many people in our community that do care about our natural resources and care deeply about our environment.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman.
Absolutely a lot of work. I just found it interesting reading some of the community consultation, which is fabulous that people are participating. Just a question through you, Madam Chair, is do we get back to the people that have got it wrong? For example, someone's there complaining that Council have got it wrong and we haven't upgraded something that doesn't even belong to us. So do we actually go back to some of those people just to educate them, or do we just get too hard?
My understanding, we respond in some way.
Yeah.
Through you, Madam Chair, basically what we would do is there's a process where once Council has endorsed a document, we'll go back and advise that the document is now being prepared and ready for comment, because there was the initial stage of the community consultation, and now what this report is doing is releasing for a 30-day period. As to how much detail we actually get into that, because in some respects, depending on how many submissions and those sort of things, it can be quite an arduous task
of
to
course.
Go back and respond to every one of them individually.
Yeah. It's just hard when you see someone.
But if there's something that's been specifically raised that is of concern, then normally that would be the process that we would give them some sort of commentary on that.
Lovely, thank you. And it's really great to see that the youth workshop for Don College, wonderful to see we've got the young people involved, because we don't always get that with community consultation. We tend to get a certain demographic, and so really great to see we're doing that, and I hope that we just continue to do that and roll along with that. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. Any other comments, questions, queries? Alderman Milne to close.
There's just one more question that I have. In the risk implications, it says there is a low reputational risk that not having an environmental strategy. Should that be high? A high reputational risk? risk that not having an environmental strategy may signal to the community that investment in the environmental sustainability is a low priority for council?
Through you, Madam Chair, I think it's how you interpret what that says, because basically it's a risk implication and it's about consultation or communication. And what it's saying is there's potentially low reputational risk that not having an environmental strategy may signal to the community. So from a reputation point of view, I think it's the way you interpret it. It's not about not... because it actually says there's a high risk that without a strategy in the first dot point, but then it talks about the low risk of a reputational issue if you don't have it. It doesn't say it's not important. It's actually just saying there is that small risk that if we didn't have this or we weren't doing this, that from a reputational basis, there would be some criticism. And so it's just an interpretation of the way that's been put together.
Okay.
Good. And I'd just like to comment on those that did participate in those workshops. There was a young member of the Don College who came along and participated in every workshop, young fellow, maybe 18 or 19, so that was great. He represented the community that he's involved in up there. Yeah. So, yeah, thanks. Great work, everyone. Let's get it done.
Thank you. I'll close the debate and put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 6.2 is the draft regional youth strategy for 2019 to 2024. Do I have a mover, please?
Yes, so moved.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman? Alderman Goodwin?
Oh,
Alderman Jarman?
Look, obviously this is... something I'm quite excited about, and I'm really pleased that we've got to this point. And again, thank you, and a big mention to Carol Bryant for all the work she's done on this. And she really was pressured under a lot of different people coming to these consulting groups, and she did such a great job of getting all our different ideas together and to put it into this one document is incredible. Really well done. So I'm very excited to see that we've got this plan going forward, and I can't wait to see us make a lot of action out of this as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
No, it's a good report, Madam Mayor, when you read through it. She's done a really good job, and it wouldn't be easy by no means. So, yeah, good on her. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed. Thank you.
I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. And we've got item 6.3, which is our draft Devonport Retail Strategy for 2018-2023. Do I have a mover, please?
Yeah, I'll move the recommendation, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Goodwin.
All come to report, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
Thank you. I think this is a good outcome. I guess you read through there and it's quite clear there's historical challenges between what's expected, what the ratepayers or the business people expect, and what council has been able to deliver. And I guess from my point of view as being a conciliatory person, I would say that we would hope that all parties would lay down the gloves and say, well, what are we going to do from now on? Because we're in a new day. We're in a new, fresh period, a period in Devonport that we haven't seen for, I've been here 26 years and there's been some here more than a century. And he knew I was talking about him. A long time though, and I haven't heard anyone talk about the type of excitement and the possibilities in our retail. Retail is harder, we know that. We know there's a great presence online and a challenge for the retailers, but we've just got to find a way. It's no good throwing the skirt over our head and saying, I'm sorry, I can't do this anymore. We have to find a different way. There always will be opportunity for retail. And so as we as council and the business sector, retail sectors come together and forget about the past and move forward strongly together, I think we've got a far better opportunity to actually develop and implement the strategy, develop the continue to develop the strategies, because that will happen as time goes on, and to the betterment of our community, not only our community, but to provide maybe even more unique business opportunities and retail outlets than we've got, and maybe not the mass thing. And then, of course, we've got we know that there will be more tourists. Statistically, is showing that the trend lines are all showing that. So they will want to buy things, and so it's up to our retailers to really knuckle down and find the niche that will make them some money, which will improve our community and their own wealth. So I can recommend this report. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton. Alderman Matthews.
Yes, thank you, Madam Mayor. On page 189, the last line says, need for a strong destination branding identity for Devonport, through you to the General Manager. Strategy for that, what strategy is proposed to actually for the branding situation? I've got one more question after that.
Through you, Madam Chair. There's a number of objectives that are actually outlined within the actual retail strategy. So there's increasing visitation CBD, the strengthening the retail experience. The comments that you're referring to on that page in the actual report were comments were made at the workshops that was held. And so therefore some of the comments were specifically related to the development of the retail strategy, or it may have been about a broader matter in relation to promotion of the general area. As far as the retail strategy is concerned, there's some actions under the strengthening the retail experience on page 200 of the agenda. Talks about continuing the upgrades of the CBD streets, investigating options for the future of the mall, and the ongoing Living City development. Then the next objective talks about building the capacity of the retailers, strengthening communication. So as far as the actual brand is concerned, that was actually mentioned on that page that you referred to, that's more of a general comment that was made as one of the things that the community believes we need to do, and that's about strong destination branding and identity for Devonport. And you'll recall that as part of the budget workshop, we've been talking about that as well. So it may not be specifically addressed in this retail strategy, because the retail strategy is in relation to retail, but it is mentioned in there by reference to the fact that there are some things that we'll do around that retail, but generally there is a need for that strong destination branding identity in Devonport.
That's great, that's good. And just one other quick question. On the following page, actions include, and it says, initiate ways to encourage more CBD events, i.e. street eats and markets. Is that, how's that also, what's the strategy for that through the chamber, or is that what?
Through you, Madam Chair. That's building on the work that council already does in conjunction not only with the chamber but some of the retailers as well, and it is about more of those type of events. The two events I think we ran last year in relation to street eats were very successful. There's some stuff occurring this year in conjunction with Jazz. So there's a number of opportunities there to actually continue to promote and to do more of those type of activities in the CBD area.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, I was just going to mention the Jazz Hub. I think that's a wonderful idea that the event team have got down somewhere where the musicians can drop in. I was trying to help them find a premise for it, and they wanted to do it right in the retail area, which I think is terrific, because it's going to sort of open that up. And yes, I'll cross out street eats. That's already being done and is very popular. They were good sessions they had. I attended a couple of them with different people. It was very refreshing, and as Alderman Emmett has already said, we need to work together on this. One thing that did come up, and I'll just mention it, it's not in the report, it's not huge, but it's just towards our tourism through this strategy, about having our retailers undertake some familial with our premises, because, you know, you can go into shops and ask, and unfortunately the staff haven't been briefed by their employer, where's the closest public toilets, what else is there to do at this time of the day? I'd like to think they'd be headed in the direction of a few of our facilities. But apart from that, it's a good report. It's good to see now we've got the strategy. And I have to say I'm really looking forward to the comments coming back from the public consultation. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Any other questions? Alderman Milne?
I'm sorry, have I missed? Is there going to be the Jazz Hub? Has there a location been identified for that yet? Still working on it. Okay.
Through you, Madam Chair. Yes, it has. I can't specifically recall the exact location. What we'll do is actually send something out to the Alderman from Get Marie to do that, outlining the actual program and where things are going to be coordinated from. The programs were released.
We have got a program.
Just a couple of days
ago.
Yep. So, we'll give you some more information on where things are actually happening.
Done. Good. Thank you. Alderman Goodwin to close.
Thanks, Madam. Devonport Commercial Promotions all those years ago. You know, you look at it now, and of course that we shut it down, and the funds have sort of disappeared, so to speak. And it's probably a bit on the too hard bus to get it back, but it's something that we may have to consider and bear the brunt of it through the budget, because if we want to make Devonport that retail hub, I think it's probably something that needs looking at. Thank you. I'll close.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1 of the minutes of Council Special Interest Groups and Advisory Boards. Do I have a mover, please?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. A seconder?
Happy to do that.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock. Alderman Milne.
Once again, it just goes to show the amount of work that that our community puts into these committees. Members of the public give up their time to come and assist and make our community a much better place to be.
Thank you. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add.
Any other comments? Alderman Jarman?
Yeah, just a question through you, Madam Chair. Is there a reason why there was three reports for the Julie Burgess, one for October, December and January, that just didn't come until later on? Was it because there wasn't a meeting for the Maritime? Is that how it works? The Heritage Group? Or and then
can I seek some?
Because it seems a long time ago those reports are only coming to us now, that's all.
I would assume they'd go to the Heritage Committee first, but
is
I'm
that what
not
happens?
Sure.
There'd be reports that would have been prepared for the Heritage Committee, and these are the minutes of the Heritage Committee, so that's the reason why that they're actually provided with the minutes of those meetings.
So those three met and then they had one of the other. Okay, no worries. Just got a lot of information for us to catch up on from October last year. That's all in May. All right, thank you.
Thank you. No other questions, queries? Alderman Milne to close.
Yeah, I'll close.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2 is the elected members' expenditure report for March and April. Thank you. Alderman Laycock, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Laycock.
Nothing to add, Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin. Thank you. Any questions, comments, queries? Alderman Laycock to close. Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, Community Services Arts and Culture Report for March and April. Do I have a mover for that recommendation, please?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman. I'm just finding the recommendation. Lots of pictures and things. There we are. Found it now. Do I have a seconder, please?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you, Alderman Milne. Alderman Jarman?
Thank you. We didn't just have an International Women's Day, we had an International Women's Week.
We absolutely
did. And what a doozy that was, and I think we showed other councils how to put it on. So I was really proud of those events, and again, congratulations to the staff. When is International Women's Men's Week? I don't know. Wouldn't mind to have one of those.
It was last week, didn't you know?
Oh, was it last? Yeah. Oh, I missed it, sorry. I don't mind if equality. I don't mind it at all. But yes, it was great to see. Thank you. Oh.
Alderman Mill.
just pointing out the wonderful work that the gallery has been doing lately as well. The beautiful exhibition of Not Without a Trace that was curated by Aaron Wilson. I think the quality and time and effort that people put in down there is just absolutely amazing. And I'm proud that I am a part of that group as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, the exhibition with Mrs. Cocker's paintings, etc., just amazing. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close. Thank you.
And just to mention, Devonport Jazz, looking forward to us having an outstanding event again and showing that we can really put things on in winter and prove that point, because we still have tourists in winter, so hopefully we get lots of people along. And really great to see the crowd at the Devonport Rec Centre for the Thunder game. It proves the point that we don't need a brand new facility to still get a crowd. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll close the debate and put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.4 is the Governance and Finance Report. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton, thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
Everything's covered in the report. It's all there for anyone to see, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
Likewise.
Do I have any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. I now need a mover to move into closed session. Alderman Emerton.
Second.
Alderman Laycock. Any comments?
Nope.
Alderman Emerton to close. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Open session closed at 6:09. Thank you, Mr. Danny, Mr. Russell.